You're locked in with Atlanta's hottest hip-hop station. The Hype 87.3.
That's right. It is your girl, Tampa Mystic, and we are live right here at the Hype 87.3. Happy Saturday, everybody. Shout out to everybody tuned in, checked in, man. We getting an early start today. I heard we got PA in the building. Philly, to be exact.
Yes.
Sturdy Mina.
Yes.
Let me get it right.
That's my name.
Yes. How you doing, beauty?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, no problem. I'm so excited.
It's a pleasure to meet you. Absolutely. Move your mic down just a little bit. I want to make sure they hear that voice.
Okay, that's better.
There you go. Loud and clear. Go ahead and give us that introduction.
Okay, y'all. What's up? My name is Sturdy Mina, and I'm a female rapper, so I really just be doing my thing, working hard, being consistent. Nothing much.
No, you doing a whole lot. We got to big you up. She over here being too humble, you guys. Talking about nothing much. No, she does a lot. And we're going to dive into all of that.
Okay.
You were born and raised in Philly?
No.
Where you born at?
I was born in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
But like my grown woman years, I was Philly kind of like made me a little bit. I was younger in Pittsburgh, so.
Understood.
I claim both.
There you go.
I don't care.
Listen, I'm from Tampa. I claim Tampa and Atlanta. Yeah, they both my home, you know?
Exactly.
They can't tell us no different, right?
You can't.
So you were until what age in Pittsburgh?
I would say it was about 13. I was 13, and then I moved to Indiana. So then I was like 15, then I moved to Philly.
Okay, so you moved around a little bit.
Yeah.
What took you to Indiana?
My mom and my daddy got a divorce.
Yeah.
And then my mom, she ended up moving there with her dad.
Okay.
So we ended up out there.
How did you like it?
I didn't like it at first. I'm like, no, why my mom and dad gotta get a divorce? No, this is not right. We moving, starting a whole new life. But I made very, very good friends. So.
Yeah. Was it a little slower pace than what you were used to?
It was.
Yeah. That was an adjustment, wasn't it?
It was an adjustment. But I got used to it, and then I didn't want to leave there. And I'm like, no, I want to stay here. And then I ended up moving to Philly. So it's so funny how stuff works.
Absolutely. It can be a little difficult in your younger years having to acclimate, make new friends. But I think as we become adults, we appreciate that because you got to see and explore a little bit more.
Right. That's true.
So how long have you been in Philly?
Since I was like, what did I say? 15.
Okay.
So it's been a little minute.
Okay. You enjoying it out there?
I like Philly a lot.
It's a lot of talent.
It's a lot of opportunity. It's a lot of talent. You can make a lot of connections. You know, I've gotten where the little buzz I am now because of the people in Philly who support me.
Yeah.
But yeah, everybody else too. My family supports me a lot too.
It's a lot of superstars that's come out of Philly over the years.
Oh, for sure.
You know, that's what I was talking to her about. You know, like I worked with Neef from the Young Guns for many years. That's still my personal partner. You know what I'm saying? I did a lot of PR work for him when he was releasing his Forever Do Me series. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I know Gilly and I know Tone Trump and all them guys. And it's just so many dope artists and talents, including yourself, that are there. You know what I'm saying?
Philly, that's inspirational.
Absolutely. Taking it back to your younger years before music, was there anything else that you desired to do when you grew up?
I always knew that I wanted to cook and be an architect.
Okay, no, but that's two different things.
Those are just two things that I love outside of music because everything is not one-dimensional. Like, you got a lot of things that you love to do.
Yes.
So it started off with, and I'm also real good at math. So I'm like, what should I do?
You a numbers girl. Okay.
That's why I'm like, maybe I should be an architect because it go hand in hand, interior design, math, whatever, all that good stuff. But then I actually got an award in the third grade for one to be that. And that stuck with me. But I don't know what happened. I just got into music and it just kind of took over.
Yeah. Music does that. You know why? Because I feel like music is therapy for us. You know, it's like I get anxiety and I'm not, you know, afraid to admit to that, you know, because the world is crazy out here. Music is like my outlet and I'm sure it is for you as well.
Music is my everything. I don't know what I would do without it.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
It helps me express what I need to get off my chest.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's take it back to the cooking part. Are you being there chefing? Is she a chef? Is she a whole chef? What you be whipping up?
I went to culinary school.
Really? That is dope.
Yes, and I graduated. You know, I got my little degree.
Yeah, no, your big degree.
Right, my big degree.
There you go. Pop your ish. Yeah.
Well, yeah, so I knew how to do that. But even before I knew how to cook, like my mom always taught me how to cook. And then I used to sell platters and stuff. Well, I kind of still do.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I work at schools, too, so I take advantage of that.
Yeah.
And I do my side hustle, sell platters to the school. They support me. So it's like, yeah.
So on that side, I want to talk about that for a minute because I like to eat. Okay.
Okay. Okay. You asked me, well, do I like to cook?
So you enjoy cooking, but let me ask you this, like, being, are you a certified chef? Is that?
Well, basically, yes. I got my degrees.
Yeah. Yes. So is there a particular lane like that you stick in as far as like, you know, maybe a certain type of food, or are you an all around?
Well, I could do everything, really anything I could put my mind to. I could cook it.
Yeah.
But I specialize in soul food, of course.
There you go. Where's our plate at?
It's coming. I was playing. I could have got you a little something.
What's up with the plate? You know, we hungry too. It's lunchtime.
I know. I got you one of these days. I will be back here, so.
No, that is really, really dope.
Plate, you know.
Do you bake as well?
See, baking is a little different.
I'm not a baker either.
Me either. Like, you got to be real specific. You can't experiment how I want to, you feel me? So I just like.
Yeah.
I leave that to the makers.
Is this something that you really want to pursue more? I know music is, you know, on the forefront for you, but are you looking to pursue, you know, being a chef as well at the same time?
Yes, that's something that I'm thinking about real heavy because I want to be a personal chef, like a private chef.
There you go.
Yes, make dinners probably for like couples, it's something like that, like doing stuff like that.
Absolutely. What about like, you know, nutrition as far as being a nutritionist? Is that something that also falls in there as well?
Yes, it does. Because if you think about it, like I could own a restaurant and just sell straight soul food. But over time, what is that doing to my community?
Yeah.
And I think about stuff like that. So absolutely. I always have to like keep a balance on what you eat. Make sure you always be healthy at the same time.
100%. I was just discussing with you. We ain't going to get into it. Like I've had to slightly make some changes. The older we get, our metabolism changes, our digestive system changes. We have to make them appropriate changes. And I never thought that was going to be me, but I'm learning right now. That's me, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, and what else did you say that you're into besides music?
I like to do, well, I'm really good at math.
Yeah.
And what else?
Architecture.
Architecture. Well, I always watch the interior show designs and things like that. I never really took it serious. I think once I found out I had to do like 8 years of school and I was just like.
It's a long time.
I'm not doing
that. Is a long time.
But I could have had it done by now if I would have stuck to it. And that's what I'd be trying to tell people. Just do it and stop procrastinating and do it.
Right. Because them same 8 years are going to come and go regardless. Yeah. You know, but learning about that slick can help you in the music industry because this whole business is like a blueprint. You have to have a plan. You got to have structure. So it's like
you
slick are an architecture here in the music industry, right?
I like that.
When did music become that passion for you?
I have older siblings who do music, but they never really took it as far or as serious.
Yeah.
But they inspire me. I'm like, okay, my big brother, he know how to rap for you. Like, what? My big sister know how to sing. They would go to the studio. They'll come back. I would listen to it. And I'm like, I could do that. Like, so one day I just start making, like, freestyle videos on Instagram. And the reaction that I got was shocking. I'm like, oh, people really, they really like this because no one expected me to rap. Like, I was the quiet. I was kind of popular, but I was still quiet to myself. I didn't really mess with nobody, but so they were shocked. So the Instagram got it going. And then I started going to the studio. And I started off singing.
Yeah.
But rapping really, that's more of my lane.
Absolutely.
But that was really how it started. So I don't know.
Do you become a different person when you are in that zone and creating your music?
I do.
Somebody different comes out.
Yeah.
You a savage, right?
not the savage, but, you know, I like to keep it classy.
Yeah. You have to have almost like an alter ego as a music artist. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I can relate to that.
Yeah, definitely. So professionally, how long have you been doing music?
Professionally, let's start from when I signed to Sound Hustlers. Because I've always been doing shows, but that was just been me, like on my own doing shows and stuff like that. When I got signed about 4 years ago, so 2020, with Sound Hustlers, we did a distribution deal or whatever, which works for me because you got to do what deal works for you.
100%.
You know, don't just be signing stuff because you're eager to do something. You don't even know what you're signing. Like, that's a lot of things. This industry, Let's talk about it.
No, let's talk about it. That's great advice.
Yes. So I've been with Sound Hustles for 4 years now. So professionally, I would say 4 years.
Okay.
Consistently.
Take us back to 4 years ago when you signed with them. How did that situation come about?
Well, my manager reached out to me because he's seen that I've been working really hard doing shows and stuff like that. But he never had, like, no face on the profile. So this Instagram page reached out. I'm like, I don't even know who you are. I'm like, who are you? I'm like, let's set up a meeting or whatever, stuff like that. I call my grandpa, my mom, my dad. I'm like, listen, read this paperwork with me. Yeah. What we about to do? They're like, okay, it don't seem like nothing wrong. Like, is he a genuine dude? That's what I was worried about. Are you genuine?
Yes.
Because through any situation, I need a genuine partner. So that's how it happened. We met up. And it's been history ever since. Like, I don't have no issues. We work great as a team. It's strictly business. Everything. It's honestly a blessing.
Yeah, that is a blessing.
Because you don't run into good people who really care about their artists, you know.
You are absolutely right. I just posted about it on my story last night. I said, artists, when selecting management, be particular, because there's so many artist managers out here. And he can tell you, like, some of them will make me not want to deal with the artist because the manager is unprofessional. They're arrogant. They're clueless. And I'm like, they'll hurt some of these artists' career more than they'll help it.
Yeah.
So that's beautiful that you were blessed with a good situation. You got a good team of people around you. That is amazing. Absolutely. What do you enjoy the most about being an artist?
You said, what do I want?
What do you enjoy the most about being an artist?
What do I enjoy the most? I enjoy going to the studio the most.
Okay, tell us about it.
That's my favorite thing to do because it's like you really have to, I don't know, become one with yourself, put the lyrics to the beat, do the ad-libs. Like, it's all really a process, and it's just so fun. And then you, like, it started off in my head, and now, look, I brought it into existence. And this is just such an amazing thing. I don't know. I just love going to the studio.
Yeah. What are some of your must-haves when you're in the studio?
Sometimes I really just need support, like good people around me. I don't really need, like, a lot of people in the studio with me. I can have one person, my sis or whoever wants to come to the studio. As long as I have that genuine support, I'm good for real. For when I come out, I'm like, do this sound right? And don't lie to me.
Right. Yeah. Keep it G with you. Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, it's kind of like your safe space, having someone there with you that's going to be honest with you and make you feel, we as women have to protect our peace and protect ourselves. So having somebody there with you can make you feel a little bit more comfortable.
Exactly.
That's what he does for me when I'm here. Cause I used to be here by myself all the time and I was here at night and it's just not safe doing that. So you got to have someone there with you.
That cares about you.
Yep. Absolutely. So over these last, going on 4 years now that you've been with your label, what are some of the things that you guys have got done and got accomplished?
I accomplished something major. I got my first billboard in New York City.
Yes, ma'am.
Downtown Square.
Okay.
That was so lit. And I don't even think, I think it was for my birthday, and I don't even think he told me. He was like, "Let's just go to, you know, let's just go downtown." And I look up,
that's me,
and I'm like, "Oh snap!" That's but dope. That was so cool. And I also got one downtown in Philly near the casino downtown. Yeah. So that was cool. Like the billboards, the exposure, you know, just the little buzz in the city. So I like it.
Absolutely. That promo and marketing is like the most important thing.
Yeah.
You know, and then of course, you know, having somebody capture what you're doing. I tell people all the time, if they don't see it, they don't believe it. You know, like if you don't document it, it didn't happen, period. And that's just what it is. So that's, you know, important that you have somebody that's, you know, capturing all that good footage.
Thank you.
Have you put any albums out yet? Or are you focusing on singles?
I have two albums that I've dropped already. But this was before I was signed to Sound Hustlers.
Okay.
So that's like the old me. And if anyone want to listen, they could, because we can compare how I used to, you know, do my music and then how I do it now. But right now, my singles that I really just dropped is Ain't the One, Prime Time. And my major single right now is Captain. So make sure y'all stream that everywhere. And yeah, that's my song. I love that song. All the children, they be vibing to that song. They run my numbers up, I ain't gonna lie.
Absolutely. That's some of your biggest fan bases is the youngins, because they be listening to music and telling their friends
people
about
be
it.
Sleep.
Yes, absolutely. We're gonna wake them up though. We are absolutely gonna wake them up.
They can't stay asleep. They can't.
So if we went back and listened to them albums that you did before you signed, and we listened to what you got going on now, what's the biggest change we're gonna hear?
One of the major changes that I noticed in myself was the way that I rap. I don't think my voice, I couldn't figure out my sound yet. I was still early trying to just experiment with my music. But now I know exactly how I want to lay my voice on a song. The tone that I want to rap in, all of that really matters. How confident you say your songs, your delivery really matters. So that's something that I mastered compared to before.
Absolutely. Your delivery is absolutely important.
It is.
How it comes across. Who are you working with on your engineering side? Who makes and masters your music?
I mostly work with Higher Sound. He's a great producer in Philly. I should check him out. That's his name on Instagram. You just spell Higher with the E.
With the
three. And then I also work with Shot Northern. He's a good producer in Philly as well.
Yeah.
An engineer. So, yeah. And as far as beats and stuff like that as well, shout out to Phenomenal Beats.
Okay. In Philly?
He's not even in Philly. He be moving around. I forgot where he's from, but y'all should check him out because I met him over the internet. Like, I've never met him in person.
Yeah.
But this relationship, he's good business, basically.
Yeah.
Because how you don't know me, but you let me make a payment? Like, we just work out good business, and it's like he never played with money. I never played with money. But that's connection that you can have in the long run, and it's good to build them type of connections because you just never know, like, yo, can I get a beat real quick? Slide it. You don't got to pay for it today. Like, anything. Like,
listen, that is somebody you want to continue to work with.
Yeah, like, so good business partners or whatever, keep them around and never cross them, never mess up those bridges because when they burn, you can't get them back.
Absolutely. I'd say money or relationships will put you in places that money cannot.
Yeah.
And that's just period, point blank. Like, you want to deal with somebody and build that solid relationship with them.
Yeah.
What's the music scene like in Philly right now for independent artists?
It's lit.
Yeah.
It's a lot of artists. It's a lot of dancers. You just got to be in the mix for real. Like, it's really no excuse on why you're not grinding, honestly, in Philly. Because it's a lot of shows. It's a lot of events. It's always something to do.
Are you familiar with the young lady out there, Fire Chick, with Air It Out Radio?
Fire Chick?
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's the queen of internet radio. You got to meet her. She does like a whole series. She interviews artists. She does like artist events.
Sometimes I be knowing the faces. Sometimes I got to see.
I know how it is because it's a big city.
Yeah.
Can't possibly know everybody. People be asking me like, you don't know this person from Atlanta? I'm like, bro, there's like 7 million people here. I don't know everybody. But I'll make sure you guys make each other's acquaintance. She's just super dope. She does a lot of stuff for independent artists. Every Monday she's live on IG and, you know, plays music and stuff like that. So definitely someone to connect with.
Of course, got to do that.
Absolutely. What are you currently working on right now, like this very moment? I know you got this Captain record, which is going hot. It's in rotation. outside of that, what else are you working on?
Honestly, I took a, like, sometimes you really need a break.
Yes, you do.
I took a breather, and I'm like, usually it's easy for me to write songs quickly, but something in me, my body just wasn't letting me write, and I'm just like, what's wrong? So let me take a step back and see how I could put my life in this perspective and write about it.
Yeah.
And I realized I wasn't able to write because I feel like I'm changing as a woman. And that's not something that you, I don't feel like you could do music and then do life at the same time. It get hectic sometimes. So I don't know. This is my way of dealing with it. But basically, I'm working on transitioning and rebranding myself.
Yeah.
So music is priority, but my image is more important. The things that I want to accomplish, my goals, the way I want to help my community, all of that stuff is way more important than the music to me right now.
Yeah.
And that's something that I realized.
Absolutely.
So I'm like, that's probably why I couldn't write. So maybe after I do these things that I want to accomplish, then I could write about it or whatever. So it's definitely music on the way. Like, don't get it tripping, but I'm not rushing it. It's quality for me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's my life. Like, this is real life. This is not like a hobby or nothing like that. So, yeah.
Yeah. We have to find work-life balance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing is, like, I felt like that's kind of what was bringing some anxiety in my life because I was 80% work, 20% personal. And
right.
We have to find that balance, you know, because when we pull away from too much from one thing, it can cause stress, you know, little anxiety. Definitely. And like you said, you have to take time for yourself. That's so important.
That's
life be lifing, right?
Yeah.
We have to have that me time. I love being by myself. I ain't gonna lie. The older I get, I'm so doggone introverted, you know.
It's just such a vibe, no distractions.
Right, absolutely. When it comes to your writing process, are you actually putting pen to paper or are you putting it on your phone? How do you write?
It depends on where I'm at. If I'm out and I just think about some bars in my head, I'm going to write it in my notes.
Yeah.
But if I'm at home, I'm writing on paper because it's just more, the experience is different for me. It's more like nostalgic. Like you really get to write it down because before I had the phone, that's what I was doing already.
Yeah.
So like it's an art and rap. So just write it down. And it's a science behind that. Anything you write down, you're more likely it's going to be embedded in your head. You're more like, you got to see it physical. Like, write out your bars, mean what you say. Like, yeah, so that's what I do.
That's facts. Would you say that writing itself, like sitting down and writing, helps you, like, mentally? Is it like a form of mental therapy for you to be able to pour it out?
Yes. Yes. Instead of just typing it, it is. It's like a form of release because you're actively, like, you know, letting it out. And it just feels good to just write sometimes. Like, we don't. Everything is so digital, we lose the art and things, like, just write.
That's facts. I always ask that because I had shared with my doctor, like, I don't know, about a year ago that I was experiencing a little bit of anxiety, but I'm like, I don't want to get on meds or nothing. And he said, start journaling, start writing and putting your emotions out into, like, on a piece of paper. And,
right.
And it really does help. Like, before I go to bed, I pour everything out on a piece of paper in my little journal book so I don't take it to bed with me. So I would imagine as an artist, it's kind of the same.
Yeah, I like that.
Definitely. So now you're focusing on singles. Is there going to be an EP album in the works at all coming up anytime soon that we can anticipate?
Oh, yes, for sure. I already have the beats ready to go for an album. So it's definitely coming. Just know y'all getting some real music and it's, you know, great quality music. I always like to put messages in my music because it's like, I don't knock anyone who talks about whatever, but we also need a balance because we have to think about everything is a mental thing. And when you listen to so much music saying one particular thing, it becomes like a chant, like in your head, it becomes something that you just, and then it becomes a nature to you. Like, well, why am I thinking this way? Like, what do you listen to? What do you watch? Like, what are you eating? Like, all of these things do matter. So,
man, that is facts. Yeah. Everything we intake, mentally, physically, financially, spiritually, all that can weigh on, you know, how we are as a person, as a human being.
Definitely.
So the music that you are creating, are you kind of doing like well-rounded? You got something for the lady, something for the fella, something for the youngins, the kids. Is that what your catalog's looking like right now?
Yes, I don't like to put myself in a box, so I really just make whatever I feel like making, and the people who love it, they just going to love it, so that's what I do.
I like that. We cannot please everybody.
Yeah.
Nor should we try. We will make ourselves crazy trying to please everybody.
Exactly.
Just fool with the ones who fool with you, you know? The rest of them, bye. They don't matter anyway, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always feel like the people who have the most to say have the least going on. Because if you got time to be putting all this out there, it's because you have nothing going on.
You're so worried about me. You're not even lying.
Right. Are you getting a lot of support in your city?
Oh, yeah. I'm getting a lot of support in my city. A lot. It was actually a captain challenge that I did.
Okay, that's dope. Tell us about it.
And it went viral in the school that I worked at, Bluefern Elementary. All the classrooms was doing it. And I'm just like, people tag me on Instagram, like, Miss Mina, we're playing captain right now in the classroom. And I'm just like, y'all supposed to be doing y'all work. Like, don't get me in trouble. But
I was just going to ask, they was cool with that?
Yes. Oh, my God. I used to have to tell them, like, okay, I love y'all, but do y'all work or we not doing this no more. But it was fun because I shot the music video there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, whoever get good grades and stuff like that, I will let y'all be in this music video. So that was, like, the thing for the end of the year, the little hype or whatever. I put flyers around the school, like, the music video is this day. If you got good grades, I need a permission slip. You don't got it. You can't be in it. But they did good. I'm like, don't embarrass me. I'm shooting the music video. The principal's watching. They did so good. It was so fun. Like, y'all got to check it out. It's on YouTube.
I love that. It's important for us to get the kids and the youth involved in stuff like that. Because you have probably inspired some of them to want to also do music.
Yes.
They definitely.
Can do anything they put their mind to. I tell them that all the time.
So you're a teacher?
No, I'm actually climbing staff.
Okay.
So I be in the hallways, making sure, like, you're in the classroom. We're not playing there. Like, so, but it's cool because I get to, I don't want to be in a classroom.
Understood.
I like.
Moving around.
Moving around with all the children, making connections with all the children because I'm going to be the one to tell you what's right. I don't care. I don't have no children, but I'm like a mom. I have a lot of siblings.
There you go. Okay,
so I don't play none of the dumb stuff.
All them your sons.
Yeah, like, listen, I'm not doing that, okay?
They're going to learn today. Yeah, definitely. Do you ever desire to have kids?
Yes, when I'm married.
Yeah.
Yes, I need a ring on my finger.
Yeah, I know that's right.
I pray it works that way.
Listen. Exactly. We can't always guarantee it, but no, you're absolutely right. Yes. And you're still young. You got plenty of time. That's good that you're focusing on your career now.
Yes.
Because once you start having babies, it does lock you down.
Yes, I already know.
Definitely.
I've seen my mom do it a million times.
So you talked about all the business stuff you do. When you do have a little bit of me time, free time, what do you enjoy doing?
Eating. I love to eat. I will try any food. I don't do the pork or like the seafood. I do some salmon though.
Yeah.
But I will try everything else. I love trying new foods, new cuisines, new traditions. Like, I love all of that. So that's my, I eat. We could watch mukbangs on YouTube. And yeah, come on.
I know that's right. Have you found any interesting places to eat out here yet?
I went to a few places. Oh, please. I hope I didn't. What's the place that we went to? Am I forgetting? Okay, you know, is that a good place to go?
What is it?
Anita's. Atlanta Breakfast Club.
I have not been there.
Okay, but is it like, do people talk about
I've heard about it for sure, but I have not been there yet. There's so many places out here.
I know.
That was good.
It was good, though.
Tamari might be able to tell you. See, I've been vegan since 2017, and I just added some, like, chicken and fish back on my diet for the protein. So, like, I don't get out and explore enough because for a long time, I couldn't really eat nothing but a salad maybe when I went out. And I was like, this is boring.
Right.
So now I'm trying to get out and explore a little bit more and find some places, most definitely.
That's right.
So what else you got going on while you're out here in the city in Atlanta?
I'm supposed to be going to a basketball game.
Okay.
And maybe the information you sent me for the show, maybe I could do that after.
To the Hemp Fest. Yeah.
The Hemp Fest. Yeah, we're going to figure that out. So that's what my day is looking like.
Absolutely. Do you find that traveling outside of your city and coming to places like Atlanta does give you some of that motivation, kind of lights a fire up under you to go home and, like, go hard?
Yes. It really does because, you know, everybody, I feel like each city has their own way of doing things. So I know what it's like to be in Philly and be amongst Philly artists. But when you come out, you could just see, like, you know, the people. Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I had to get, when I moved here from Florida, and Florida's kind of like that melting pot. You get a little bit of everybody there.
Right.
I moved to Atlanta. There's a lot of, like, Southern hospitality here. And it was a little shocking because I'm like a very cordial person. I'm a good morning kind of person. How you doing today? Have a blessed day. You know, trying to make people feel better. And I get a lot more of that here than I did back home. Do you feel the same?
I was walking in the stores. Everybody was speaking to me. I'm like, oh, and Philly is not like that.
Right.
You look if you get a good morning.
Right. Tampa's the same way, you know, and I had to get used to that when I came here. I was like, oh, they do really have that Southern hospitality. What about, like, other forms in the entertainment industry, like film? Does that interest you at all?
Like acting?
Acting,
stuff?
Yeah.
I've thought about it. I don't really know. I mean, I'm not I'll do it. You know, I don't limit myself to anything, but I always really have my eye on just music.
Yeah.
But I do know there's a lot of artists do go to acting.
Yes, they
which
do.
Which makes sense. Multiple streams of income, duh. Like, who would turn down the bag?
So absolutely.
I would never say I won't act. What? Right. I can act.
And you can get your music in film as well, sync licensing, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's a big thing as well.
That's true.
Most definitely. Talk to us about the record. It's called Captain. Who produced this particular one?
Phenomenal Beats. He made the beat that I recorded it with Higher Sound. Yes.
And the video that you filmed is already on YouTube?
Yes. I shot that video with Eye of the Storm and Jeanette. Janae Rivers, she shot the video. She helped me shoot the video too.
Okay,
we had some clips in Vegas.
She's the shooter.
Added. Yeah, like stop. Don't play. We got the clips from Vegas in there. She shot it from
Vegas.
I love
it. See, she's one of the most important people to you because, like I said earlier, if you don't document it, it didn't happen. And all this footage that she gets, she can incorporate some of it into your music videos, which is dope because it makes super realistic.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Stuff, yeah.
Yeah, that's what people relate to and that's what people resonate to.
They do.
Out of all the songs that you put out there on the platforms, or even maybe you have some tucked in the vault that hasn't come out yet, which one is the most personal record that you ever wrote?
I would say the most personal, and this song is not even on all streaming platforms. This was before I started taking my music for real, and it was on YouTube. I use a YouTube beat.
Yeah.
But it's on SoundCloud. It's called Fed Up.
Sounds personal.
Listen, that was a real song.
When a woman's fed up.
I was fed up. Like, I had a friend close to me. I never thought she would cross me ever. And she started kicking it with my ex. I'm like, oh, y'all hanging in the car without me? What are y'all doing? Like, weird stuff like that. I said, my trust is so bad.
Like, listen, that's
scarred me for life.
That would me too. That's the one line you don't cross. You don't do. I don't care if you've been broke up for 10 years. You still don't do that.
Yeah, like it's a not million cool. people out here.
Right. There's a billion people out here. And so you had to target that one.
You were looking at him while I was with him. Because now all of a sudden you like him now.
Exactly. No. She was peeping him while you was together. She was plotting and planning. Heifer. So I don't care.
I was fed
we don't
up.
Like that. Yeah. So that song was very personal to you.
Yeah. Go check it out, y'all, before I do
it. Do you think you will ever re-release it?
I don't know. I really don't. It's a YouTube beat. I could purchase it, but right. I don't even know where the beat's at no more.
Or you could just re-record it on a beat that you do purchase or get the lease agreement on. Because
that's true.
I think that type of record people resonate with because I think we've all been in either that situation or fairly similar situations.
Yeah.
That might go viral.
It really could go viral.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, maybe coming soon, another fed up the rendition of it, the part two.
Right, the part two.
Absolutely. Anything else that you got coming up or in the works that we need to know about before we check out the record?
Yeah, y'all could just look out for me rebranding myself, you know, moving really smart. Quality work over quantity, and you know, just working hard. And my music is definitely on the way, so just be patient with me because you know, real life be life, man.
Yes, it does. And you have to take care of you first.
Yeah, and I have a lot of music out. Like, I have so much music out. Just stream my music. Yeah. Just do me that. Stream my music.
Absolutely. If there's, like, besides Captain, which we're going to listen to, is there one or two recent records that you would love to direct people to first and say, go listen to those and then listen to the rest of my catalog?
Yes, go listen to Ain't the One.
Okay.
That's a love relationship song. It's such a beautiful song.
Yeah.
And Prime Time is more of like a, you know, gangster type. I just dropped it. So listen to that too. Different sides of me.
I love that. You are very well-rounded.
Yes.
That's dope. With that being said, before we get into the record, another question is, where do you want to go ultimately with your music? And what I mean by that is, like, do you want to, like, take it well beyond your city? Or are you comfortable with staying in your city? Like, where do you want to go?
I do want to take it well beyond my city. I really just want the message in my music to be heard.
Yeah.
So I would love for that to be worldwide.
Yeah.
I don't really care about the industry. I just want to make a difference, and I just want to help people.
Absolutely.
That's all.
I ask that because you sound like that's the direction you're going in, because you're making music for everybody.
Yes.
You got something for the kids, too?
Yes. Yeah. Of course. The kids look up to me. Like,
yeah.
Lead by example, you know?
Where can people follow you at?
People can follow me on Instagram at sturdy.mina. All of my social media is that, sturdymina. So just check me out. My music is sturdymina. I'm not hard to find. And yeah.
Absolutely. I know you have a lot of people that love you, support you. You've got two with you today.
Yes.
Who do you want to give thanks to, shout out to, show some love to?
Shout out to everybody who supports me, my family, my mom, my manager, you know. Shout out to Janae, Alexia. I love them for supporting me. And shout out to everybody. Just do what y'all gotta do. Stay prayed up.
That is absolute facts. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let's get into this record. Highly anticipated.
Let's go.
Tell us a little bit about it before we check it out. What does this song mean to you, Captain?
I wrote this song because I really want girls to know relationships. Don't just let anyone tell you anything.
Mm.
Like, they have to prove it to you. So words do not mean anything. Look at the action. The words is a trick sometimes.
Man.
But also, when someone loves you, it'll be easy to see.
Yes.
So that's the main thing. So that's why I'm like, got you telling me it is. Like, don't be lying to me.
Them actually, like they say, actions speak louder. And that's the biggest facts ever.
Yeah. So that's why I wrote it. And it's a banger.
And definitely a relatable type record. Definitely. Go ahead and introduce it for us. We're going to check it out.
This is my new single, still kind of new, called Captain by me. I hope y'all enjoy it.
Let's go.
Come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to The Hype 87.3.
It's phenomenal. Got you telling me this, got you telling me that, like, getting me right in my bag, only mission is a stag, like, thought you was only for me, and I was like, where you at, like, I'ma just do my thing, when I'm cuffed, don't be mad, like, I'm talking hundreds, not 50, tell me if you want, come with me, whoa, down the ride, come and get me, y'all be missing action, I be dropping heat all the time, they be like, damn, she be snapping, why you love the way I'm rapping, I'm the leader, I'm the captain, getting bread like I'm trapping, tell her we locked in, they upset, cause they know how we rocking, they don't like the fact that I keep dropping, whoa, whoa, let's go, move my hips, said, you know I ain't stopping, drip too wavy, you know I'm copping, way too high, they know who's on topping, whoa, got you telling me this, got you telling me that, like, getting me right in my bag, only mission is a stag, like, thought you was only for me, and I was like, where you at, like, I'ma just do my thing, when I'm cuffed, don't be mad, like, if you want, come with me, whoa. Can't let it slide as you silly. Had to drop you like what happened. Give a chance after chance just to find out a boy was capping. So I'm out, I be mapping. Keep it thorough, he was acting.
Say you love me, you gotta prove it, prove it. And I don't play about my heart, but I let you use it. Stay by your side like we just cruising, cruising. You never risk something you love if you ain't trying to lose it.
Got you telling me this, got you telling me that, like, getting me right in my bag, only mission is a stag, like, thought you was only for me, and I was like, where you at, like,